Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Vicki Oliver's here. Vicki's back. I know. Settle down. Settle down, kids. I'm excited, too. Vicki's back. She's the one of the top career development experts in the galaxy. She's the author of at least five books that I know of. I think three of them we've helped her launch on the show. 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. She's been working on my etiquette for years, and it's to no avail. Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots, and among others. And she's our good friend. Vicki, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Vicki, it's good to have you back. So, Vicki, this is the weirdest time in my career. I've been around a long time. My white hair is not premature, and it's when I think about all the different scenarios where we've had unemployment in the past, this one takes the cake. This is the new scenario, and we've got millions of people who filed. We've gone from record unemployment, record low unemployment, record full employment almost, to the opposite of that in about 6 weeks. And it's going to be getting worse. Millions of people have been laid off. And even, and Vicki, even if they, the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, was designed to keep those people on payroll, even with all that, we have a lot of people unemployed. Talk to us about that scenario. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I live and write in Manhattan, which is really, you know, one of the absolute centers.
The global ground zero, isn't it, for this thing?
Yeah, and so when I go out, everything is closed, everything is shuttered, there's nobody on the street, there's no cars, you know. It's really like a ghost town here. And it's very scary because, obviously, New York City, I mean, 6 weeks ago, was a thriving metropolis, you know, the city that never sleeps. And now it's really, really terrifying, actually, what's happening. So, yes, my heart goes out to everybody who has lost their job or who worries about losing their job. And, you know, it's very, very frightening right now. Absolutely.
Well, even 2008 and 2009, people had some warning. I mean, some people lost their jobs fairly early in the fourth quarter of 2008, but a lot of it went on, you know, longer than that. And this is like, what, you know, what just happened? Did you get the license plate? What was that truck that ran over me? And so,
exactly.
So we got all these people unemployed. What should they? I mean, the government is helping them. And talk to us about what's going on right now. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, it's going to go on for a while. And I sort of try to think of it in terms of strategies, like what you should do now if you lost your job, you know. And, I mean, the first piece of advice that I would say is find out what your unemployment benefits are, you know. Mm-hmm. Go to your, you know, figure it out. Like, you can file a claim through your state's unemployment office. They're swamped, but be persistent, you know. And you just have to figure that out. And the next step after you do that, I would say, is design a budget, because the situation may go on for a while, and you need to be able to live, you know. So that is one of the two things I would do immediately.
Well, and one of the things that I think may, the abruptness of this might help people, you know, they're when things are when it happens at a slower pace, the bad news, you know, people say, well, you know, maybe I can hold out with this, and I won't cut this back or whatever. But when it happens this quick, it kind of gets people's attention, and I think they're probably a little more realistic about their budget going forward than they would have been. What do you think?
Yes. I mean, in the past, before this crisis, when I have a lot of, you know a lot of people, clients and also friends of mine, you know, who had lost their jobs like in years past. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those people, like the first thing they do is go on vacation. Well, the good news is you can't go anywhere,
right.
You know. So that, I mean, I always thought that was very crazy for somebody to lose their job and then, you know, spend 2 weeks
right.
on vacation because it just burns money so fast doing it that way. And the good news is, you know, I guess you can't do that now because there's nowhere to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all, you know, sitting here under lockdown, basically, you know, stay-at-home orders. And so that's good. You know, I would say, I mean, I don't want to sound negative, but I would say design an austerity budget. Figure this is going to last for a couple of months, you know, and that even when things, you know, 8 states opened yesterday, and even when things begin to pick up, it's still going to be a slog if you're looking for work.
What do you think about if you got laid off from your company? Those companies are being encouraged through the PPP to keep people on payroll. And some people found out that they can get more money if they are unemployed than if they went back to, you know, took the paycheck. What are you telling people? Are you telling them they should go ahead and stay connected to their employer and take the paycheck? In the long run, they'll be better off to take the paycheck than the unemployment?
I always think it's better to work, you know.
Yeah.
I'm old-fashioned that way. I feel it's better to work. You know, it's much better for your self-esteem. It keeps you in the game. You know, it keeps you thinking. Like sitting at home collecting a paycheck, you know, mm-hmm. I would say if you can work, you should work.
You get some training or something, but I,
something, yeah.
I mean, to me, if you have the opportunity for if your employer says, hey, I'm going to send you a paycheck, we're going to have some meetings, we're going to go through some training, I'm going to ask you to do some online stuff. If you don't do that, if you say, no, I'd rather take this extra $600 in unemployment, I don't know that the employer is obligated to call you back after that. I mean, you could become disconnected after that. What do you think?
I mean, I agree, you know, because there are millions of people who want to work. That's
yeah.
the thing, you know
this
what
might
I mean?
Be a, a retooling
time.
Most
people want to work. Right, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Vicki, hold on to that thought. I need your website, please.
Okay, it's Vicki, V-I-C-K-Y, Oliver.com.
All right, pretty easy. Find her books there and all the things she does. She and I will be right back after these messages. When we come back, we're going to talk about looking for a job. That's going to be happening any minute now.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.